If you have your red book, be turning to page 36, Mighty Fortress of God. We'll sing 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Dispensational Bible Church, where we study the whole Bible, the Bible's own way. And if you're tuning in through our website and our YouTube channel, welcome. And it's great to see the saints and smiling faces here this morning. What another day of grace we have, amen?
Amen.
And some things we can talk about, and this morning we'll move on to lesson 22. But we have any prayer requests, praise items? Walt, you doing okay, bud?
Yes. I have a cousin that I heard from last night, and they didn't know if she'd make it through the weekend. So I'd like to pray for her. Colleen?
Yeah. Walt Wagner spent some time in a nursing home for a while, and when you call him on the phone, he's just same old Walt, ain't he?
Yeah.
And just keep him in thought and prayer. Keep Barb in thought and prayer that she can get some rest, and knowing that her husband needs some help in some situations. And sometimes you can get stubborn, and you're like, I can do this. And, you know, when you don't do it, it can, you know, bring on more problems. So just keep him in thought and prayer. Also, I had a cousin down in Virginia. She asked for a prayer request. She said, cousin, do you do long distance prayer record. I said, sure, we'll lift you up anywhere, you know, and keep the newlyweds. Barb also had a daughter married last Sunday, and we had a daughter married last Sunday, and we thank you, Leon, for stepping up. I didn't get to talk to Leon this week. He won't answer his phone when he sees 330-269.
You don't do that.
I would take it with me.
I don't
take
it
out.
Yeah, I catch him around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I know he's either been out or getting ready to go out. But we do appreciate the men that's stepping up and teaching during this time. But I also had, I don't know if I mentioned this, I also had another first cousin's wife, mother died. Over this past week, and do some complications. There's a lot of people. Yes, Leon.
Oh, I had a person to pray for. Margie White. She's one of my customers. She still hasn't woken up.
Okay, I got from yeah. Okay, Margie.
I like to lift our kids up in prayer. All four of them.
Yeah, it seemed like. yeah. Our kids needs, I'm sure all of you, if you look at your kids right now, you're looking at like, you need prayer.
Yeah.
You need more prayer. You need this or this or this, you know, sometimes a good hug and you know, that type of thing is good. But I tell my sons all the time, and daughters are like, I was in a text, we always group text, you know, and I'm listening to them back and forth. I said, my heart aches for you, my kids, when I see them going through trials of life, because some of them's going through some trials right now, mm-hmm. and we went through them, but you know, they look at us like, yeah, you went through them, but sometimes we need a little more help type of thing. And I tell my heart aches for that, because I ain't gonna be here forever to lift you up, you know? So I got to thinking about, did my parents think the same way, and their parents think, that boy ain't got a chance. You know what I'm talking about? Like they're sitting, he ain't got a chance unless, and you turn out okay anyway. And we bestow some good things on our kids, and our kids are very thankful that we raised them the way we raised them. Now, what they're doing now is up to them. And I always tell them, I said, hey, this, you reap what you sow. You sow good seeds, you're gonna reap good seeds. And you can reap that, you can sow that crop any level in your life. We know people 60, 70 years old right now probably never understood this, and they're coming to some knowledge of the truth. You're starting to sow good seeds. And then if you sow bad seeds, guess what? That crop can go up and die, right? You don't want to keep planting it. You don't want to keep sowing those seeds. So just keep our youth, our young adults, our future leaders, in the ministry and in this government, because I don't know about you guys, I'm not worried about this government. No. In a way that, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we can sit here and oh, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that and do this. And I'm like, you know something? Get the gospel out. You know, and I'm pro this and I'm pro that. If I'm gonna be so strict to point out the errors in this Bible to people that's preaching it, I'm going to show some errors out here, what I believe is going on in the government. And some people don't like that, and some people do. So I can't be friends to everybody, but I love you in Christ, everybody, but I don't have to like what's going on out there. Amen. Amen. So anything else? Julie doing okay? Good. Sherry doing okay? Maggie doing okay? Barb doing okay? Tom doing okay?
Kinda.
Dan doing okay? Hi. Walked in. Let's go to word prayer. Father, once again, we thank you for the day. We thank you for so many things in our life. The song that we sung about the mighty fortress, we know that you're our strength, you're our fortress, you're everything we need to be, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the word of God rightly divided. We thank you for the Bible that we have in the English-speaking language. And we also thank you for the prayer requests and praise items that's lifted up to you, and we named them off earlier. Lord, as we once again continue to think about fundamentals of dispensationalism, the basic understandings of Word of God rightly divided, I hope that it's reaching people's in their hearts and their minds and in their soul, that they be able to take that word, open it up, and understand what your will is today, to have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. In his name we pray, amen.
Amen.
We're in lesson 22, and last lesson, the remembered about the kingdom. We're moving into the book of Acts, by the way, and the contents of the kingdom that you need to remember is, one, the gospel of the kingdom that is preached back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not include the cross. I think we've seen that. I hope you understand that. They did not know about the cross. After Jesus died, he had some information about the cross, but the four preached the gospel of the kingdom without it. And the contents of that gospel has to do with Israel getting their kingdom in the future. So in the dispensation of grace, you're not going to think about that kingdom. You're thinking about a body. Number two, it has to do with baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, identifying a believing remnant together. Listen, when you, if you put the word baptism in the Bible, and not put water in it every time it says it, but if you understand it means to be placed into, okay, then it's like it will fit everywhere baptism is. And there's 12 different baptisms in the Bible. And you're like, okay, which one's right? Do you pick and choose? You have to know what dispensation you're in and what books you're in. Number three, it has to do about getting salvation when the kingdom comes in the future. Lord Jesus Christ on here, he was king waiting in the kingdom, okay? If you're building a kingdom today, where's your king? Okay. Oh, he's going to return over here, right? That's what you think. That's what he does over here. But so you're building a kingdom here without your king. It looks forward, number four, it looks forward, the believing remnant, the little flock who receives that salvation. And that is why it's called the good news of the kingdom. Okay? It's going to be good news for them. Now, we've been studying three basic principles of the Bible. Remember what the first one was? A literal method. God gives the words their natural meaning. You mentioned earlier today, well, they don't believe there's a literal hell, okay? They don't believe you're going to heaven, you're going to paradise, okay? Is hell real?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was real then, and it's real now, and it's going to be real over there. Death and hell gives up the dead, and it ends up in the lake of fire. That's where the ultimate place where the dam's going to be. Number two is the comparative method. Compared scriptures with scriptures. You know what? You know who the Methodist is? You know what the word Methodist means?
Methodology.
What's methodology mean?
How the method that you use to study.
Study Bible. So of all people out there, if you're going to use that name, wouldn't you all want to study the Bible? I had a chance yesterday talking to a worker, and he was a Methodist all his life. And I said, interesting. He said, I don't go there no more. And I said, well, you got a woman pastor? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. I said, you know, they changed. I said, of all people, they use a corrupt version to believe what they want to believe or teach. I said, you can find a version of a Bible. Anything you want to believe, you can find a version today. You know that? If you want to believe in homosexuality, if you want to believe in glutton, if you want to believe that there's no Lord or blood, you can find a Bible. Some people, Popular Mechanic magazine is their Bible. I tell people all the time, if that's your Bible, if you believe that to be the word, then you're going to be judged out of it. That type of thing, you know. But that methodology is comparing scripture with scripture. And that's what we need to do. Number three is the dispensational approach. It must needs to be. You have to look at the Bible dispensationally. And I think a majority of us in here, if not all, understands that and say, hey, this is what God's doing. He's dispensing promise, law, grace, kingdom. So that is when you approach the scriptures we approach it literally. We come to let it teach us, compare verse to verse, and we're going to study it dispensationally. And we've been talking about the issue of rightly dividing, and we've been talking about how the Bibles divide up in three sections, right? You know what they are. You can probably say them backwards and forward and forward and backwards. Time passed, but now, and ages to come. And there's two dispensations in times past. Remember what they are? I just mentioned them.
Laws.
The law and what?
Promise.
And which extends, the promise extends from Adam to Moses. That's the promise. Then the dispensation law extends from Moses to the book of Acts. A lot of people say stop the cross, but we're going to see some things that they were still under the law, okay? And then in the dispensation of grace, wonder how many dispensations you have in but now. One. And then in ages to come, There is a kingdom age, a time of tribulation, the second advent, a millennium, and after that, the great white throne. There is a dispensation of fullest time. So you have two on this side, two on that side, the dispensation of kingdom and the dispensation of fullness of time, and you have one in the middle. How many is that? 10, 7? 5. So you have that grace in the middle. And we've been studying the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in those books, we have the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the end of those books, if you notice, he did not crucify, but the last book of Matthew, he was not crucified, no record. Last book of Mark, last book of Luke, and the last two chapters of John is only records about his crucifixion. And we talk about New Testament, Old Testament all the time. What does Hebrews say? Until there's a death of the testator, there is no what?
New Testament.
Okay? So you don't have a New Testament until after he dies. And you can find the New Testament, which everybody, in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 31:31. A lot of things we point out as we study the Word of God. And we also understand that Matthew through John is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to the nation of Israel, what?
Only.
Do not go in the way of the Gentiles. Do not go to Samaritans, but go rather to the who?
The
lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? Y'all said that in unity. That was awesome. So where's the Gentiles at? Down here on this bottom line. They're without Christ, without God, without this, and without that. And in the ministry to the nation Israel only, and the ministry in time past back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John looks forward to ages to come. They did not know about the dispensation of grace. So just think about that for a minute. That was still hidden God, okay? And the kingdom of Jesus Christ is going to be established when he comes. In other words, the hope of the ministry in time past books to ages to come, John the Baptist says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the kingdom is the issue in this ministry. Not the cross, not the death, burial, resurrection that Paul talks about in the kingdom of heaven, the body of Christ. So there's contrast. Hey, does your Bible have any contradictions in it?
No.
If it does, you ain't got a Bible. And people will say, you got a contradiction. See, he says this here and he says this here. You say, no, sir. It's contrast. It's opposites. And in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, but when he saw many of Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? So John the Baptist, I'm going to call him a porter, he's got the message about the kingdom at hand, and he's warning those leaders, who's going to flee, who hath warned you to flee? Well, they should have been warned all back here if they had studied the Word of God. But he's like, who's going to warn you to flee from the wrath to come? And back in time past, and they look for the ages to come, and he has a warning for them to flee the wrath to come in order for the kingdom to come. Very, 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 very interesting. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, I'm going over some things right that 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and get John chapter 12. We've got to hear some Bible verses. We've got to hear some Bible pages turn. Oh, remember that old, I'll bring this up quite a bit. Remember the Yellow Pages? Did you used to get a Yellow Page book come in the mail? And you had them two fingers like that?
Do the walking.
Yeah, let your fingers do the walking through the, you know,
you're looking.
Well, we let our fingers do the walking, but the Bible does the talking. Amen? So we're going to use our fingers and all this stuff. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, Apostle Paul says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, and which deliver us from the wrath to come. John the Baptist said, who's going to warn you to flee? Paul says, who's going to deliver you? And Paul is talking about our hope today, guys. And the older we get, aren't you more relying on that hope that you listened to? I am.
A retirement plan.
The ultimate plan. And we in the are in the body of Christ, and in a but now section, and the dispensation of grace, we have been delivered from the wrath to come. Mm-hmm. There's people out there on TVs and making millions of dollars. There's probably 100 churches between here and where I live that's threatening you and scaring you about you're going through the tribulation. Wouldn't that make you tremble? Oh my gosh, what do I have to do? I don't want to go through that. Repent and be baptized, right? No, we have been delivered from that wrath, and that is a statement about the pre-tribulation rapture, which a lot of people don't believe. And the wrath is in the ages to come. This is the wrath that the Bible talks about. Now, God has saved us through his Son, Jesus Christ, from the wrath to come. But does he save you from the wrath of man? Probably was, Lord, please take this government off my shoulders. That's wrath. You can have that wrath. He don't promise to save you from the wrath of man. That's your choices. But he does promise to save you from the wrath to come, what Paul is talking about, and that the wrath is in ages, and we will be delivered in a but now dispensation. I believe that wholeheartedly. I stand on that. You're not going to mess with me with the pre-trib. And you start, there's people out there talks about pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib. Which one's right? Well, all of them's right, but you better know what dispensation you're in. Okay. If not, you'll be happy. I have had brothers in the ministry that no longer believes in the pre-trib, but they have you already over here. They have you. The members of the body of Christ going and in that kingdom through a raft.
We're going through the wrath.
And all that is just getting away from the simplicity that Paul has given us.
Amen.
You can get messed up in all that. And God gives you a mind. That's your spirit, soul, and body. So in time past, Matthew through John, Israel only. He dies, was buried, and rose again. He comes back right here. And how many days he stays with them?
40
days. From the crucifixion to Pentecost is how many days, guys, in your Bible?
40 days.
So 40 days. And the but now is grace. And ages to come, you have wrath and kingdom. In the prophetic program in time past, the man is looking for to that wrath to come out there, to be fleeing from that wrath to come and go in the kingdom. He is looking to be delivered through it into that kingdom. They have to go through that. They got a sin debt on them. Okay? Okay?
Well, because they wouldn't leave the land asleep. Rest for a year.
Or even like what we were talking about earlier about Moses. He can't go through that kingdom. He can physically. But they also got to send that for right here. You know? And then we talked about that a couple weeks ago about Father, forgive them. He did forgive them for sin, but they have a sin debt from. I hate to see their rap sheet. Mine's bad enough. I'll never forget that time I walked in that to get a copy of my driver record. It about burned that machine up. It was pushing out. I'm like, speeding ticket here, parking ticket here, speeding ticket here, parking ticket here. I'm like, oh my. Yeah. But anyway, that was a long time ago.
You need a job as a truck driver.
Yeah. you go 40 mile an hour in a 25 down your hometown street, You're gonna get caught. You know? And what does the law point at? How good you are?
No.
Ooh, yeah. No, of course, how bad you are. Let's move on. You and I are going to be delivered from it. We're not going to go through it. We're going to be delivered from it. Which one would we rather be?
Delivered.
You know, we are going to escape it, and it's not going to fall on us. And that is a contrast between their ministry and our ministry. And we're looking into the stuff right now of the tribulation, and we're going to get out of it and go to the heavenlies. You know, Maggie mentioned about paradise. We're not going to heaven, we're going to paradise, she was told. I'm like, paradise has been moved.
Right.
You know, paradise was down in Abraham's bosom. Paradise has been moved. I knew a man of 14 years, whether in the body or out about him. I could not tell. Paul went to paradise in heaven.
And he was stoned?
When he stoned, yeah. Shipwrecked, died, whatever he was.
Many times.
Hey, if there was a healing program or you know what I mean? That was a, he would have been gone. Oh, well, remember the handkerchiefs. People wanted Paul handkerchiefs, stuff like that. But the man in time past is expecting to go through it. So let me ask you again, through it or from it? What are you looking for?
From rapture.
Rapture? You're going what? From it.
Yeah, from it.
You're not going through it. Hey, I could end right there and go eat a pizza pie somewhere or something. You know, I'm happy as a lark because I'm not going through that tribulation period. That is going to be a bad time.
Amen.
A bad time. And when we come to the book of Acts, we've been showing each other through the ministry how to think your way through the Bible. And that you're studying the Bible, and if you understand what God's dealings and what God is doing, then you'll know how to study the Word of God. Okay? And that I think that's what we all need, how to study, how to come to study the Word of God. Now, we can read the Bible, give attendance to reading. But do you ever stop and say, you start to study the Bible. You know, that's the way I do. I get hung up like that. I'm like, wait a minute. That goes over here, and you go over here, and you start reading. And I should have been over here. Give reading to attendance. Don't say study it. It says read attendance. And for example, if you're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you understand it dispensationally, where you're at, where you are, then you know how to study the things that are there. How many of us, if you want to raise your hand, that's fine. You two out there in video land. How many of us has been taught that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has been to us and for us and all that stuff, right? And you got it. Well, if that's true, then what are you doing in the dispensation of grace if you're here, right here?
Mm-hmm.
So you can set your mind into this time period right here, Matthew, and believe wholeheartedly, sincerely. You can be sincere about it, but you can also be what?
Wrong.
Sincerely wrong. And many of us have been sincerely wrong, and we're like, I'm warm with this. Which way do I go? Because I want to be right for God. So dispensationally, I had, some people can't even say the word dispensation. You ever notice that? The dis. And I had a talk with a good friend, and he's Catholic, and he just couldn't bring the word out. Is it in his Bible?
Depends on which Bible.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You only find it in King James Bible most of the time. It says ministration.
My mother-in-law said King James Version, but it was a Catholic. It was different. I tried to get a hold of that when she passed. I don't know what happened to that Bible.
So you know, when we open up account, bank, dispensational Bible church. That's five syllables. And she's like, how to spell it for her. What a great way to explain dispensationalism. And I did. And I do. So when people just thought, what's this dispensation stuff? You guys are out there.
Coffee, you got to dispense some more coffee in your cup.
Yep. Well, we have a coffee cup that when you put hot coffee in it, it disclose the the books, char, the books. Yeah, okay. Anyway, all right, so you know how to study the Bible. And in the book of Acts, after the resurrection of Christ, he spends 40 days with the apostles, and then he ascends into heaven. And in the book of Acts, some things change, but yet they don't change. And that's another era that we talk about, how far, well, the church started in Acts chapter 2, you hear that all the time, you know, that type of thing. And once again, I talked to this guy, I said, we talked about the guy yesterday too, the Methodist, Episcopalian, the Pentecostal, Presbyterian, the Catholic, you name it, claim it, on this side right here, it stems right off the Jewish religion. The things they do, one to talk more than, Catholic talk more tongues than Pentecostal with when they speak, and the healings and stuff like that. So you got this right here, and you people want to believe what their denomination is teaching to be right. Could they say that about us too?
Yes.
Sure. Well,
yeah. So it's a constant tug all the time. Well, that's what you believe, but I believe this. Well, that's what you believe, but I believe this. What should be our final authority?
What does the Bible say?
What does the Bible say? Amen.
Read your Bible.
Yes. And the ministry that is given to Israel before the cross begins to expand that scope, expand to go out. And John chapter 12, you there? John chapter 12 is right before the crucifixion. In chapter 13, he goes to the upper room, and that is the night before the crucifixion. You do know that he was the Passover lamb.
Yes.
And he ate with them before the Passover. Mm-hmm. Okay? John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw how many men?
All
men unto me. That this is he. This he said, signifying what death he should die. So he's telling them, well, how's he going to die? He's going to take a lethal injection.
No.
Right? He's going to the tree. That was a very humiliating thing from my understanding to be put on a tree. But he's going to the cross. Okay?
Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Yeah.
Cursed.
We're going to get to that, what you just shared, maybe. But the program up until the point where he would focus just on the nation Israel. But now the ministry is going to expand and include not just focus on Israel, but it's focused on drawing all men unto him. But you need to understand what that all men is. Let me ask you, what do you think it is without going any further, all men? Would that include you?
No.
Some say yes, some say no. Okay.
Well, I believe it says all men.
Well, okay. Rather, it's going to draw all men according to the Abrahamic covenant. Okay. Where was you in the Abrahamic covenant? And according to the system that we disclosed that he set up in the Bible, where the middle wall petition has exalted to the nation Israel into possessing honor and privilege. So let me ask you this right quick. We're going into the book of Acts. And you know what people say about the book of Acts. That's where I get my doctrine at. Okay, there in the dispensation of grace from, okay, even in Acts you have Acts 2 position. They said the church, the body of Christ, started there. Then you have a mid Acts position where we believe we started. Then you have an Acts 28 ultra hyper. We brought that up earlier today. Dosage too extreme. Okay, so as we study this. Some things are going to change, but all things are not going to change. That's why it's very, very important that when you study the word of study book of Acts, you don't get your doctrine out of it. We know that we don't get our doctrine for the body of Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's settled, right?
Right.
Then we're moving into the book of Acts, and you're like, oh, this is different. Things are changing. But does it change? The drawing of all men is going to be, the drawing of all men is going to be drawing men through a nation. Not the body of Christ, but a nation, Israel. And while the ministry back in time past was, Christ was on the earth, it was exclusive to Israel, right? Israel only. Mm-hmm. And for that purpose of establishing this little group of believers right here, these little group of leaders, and the believing remnant of the nation. In the Acts period, after the coming of the Holy Spirit, the ministry is no longer going to be exclusive to Israel, but to from the little flock. Remember, he took that government, he took that, it is my Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. What did those other leaders do? Didn't they come after them too, eventually?
Yeah.
Anybody preaching in the name of Jesus, yeah, bring them. We're going to put them in jail. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't like that either. You know, I keep thinking about Stephen in Acts chapter 7. And he's talking to those leaders in Israel, trying to convince them, hey, all of our fathers did that. But you don't, basically, you don't have to follow that. You know what he called them? All you brothers and sisters, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised.
That was really me.
Oh, gosh. Them was curse words.
Yeah.
They didn't like that at all. So in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Israel only, he dies 40 days later, still in time past, and now it's a little flock, Israel first. See, in this time period right here, it's still Israel first.
Yeah.
It's not bypassing Israel and coming down here to a bunch of Gentiles and trying to increase their revenue in their church. How many did you baptize today? You ever hear that? How many of your church do that? All that is trying to get people under a law system so they can expand their programs. Did we break the ground out there the other day with our programs? I'm just joking. Building programs.
The Building and Grounds Committee.
Yeah, the Building and Grounds Committee didn't meet this month. Just joking. But rather, the little flock having been formed is going to go out, and now we're going to see that it's going out to Israel first in the Acts period. And so you're going to move from it being Israel only to being Israel first. Okay? Now he's going to take a group of people and he's going to feed them the right food from the word, and they're going to get filled, and they're going to be able to what? Feed other people.
Others.
You know the old saying when you're on an aircraft, if the mass drops, case of emergency, mass drops down, we want you to take your mask and put it on your neighbor first.
No.
Is that what it says?
First.
Why is that?
So you can take care of somebody else.
Yeah. Really. It's because you're in, you know, and two of you pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and Acts chapter 1. Luke chapter 24, verse 46. Luke chapter 24, verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are the witness of these things. What are they going to preach, guys? Repentance and remission of sins to be preached in his name among... Did they change the message?
Mm-hmm.
Who started repent and be baptized for remission of sins?
John.
When John the Baptist got his head cut off, what did Jesus Christ picked up the and said the same thing? And he taught the 12 to do the same. Christ is speaking to his disciples, and you see the priority given to Israel there. You know what I mean? The people like, who is his name down there?
Jerry Falwell.
He was big into this spiritual Israel stuff, and he says, look out your window, that is your Jerusalem. I'm looking out my window, and I see Perry Township right now. I see Stark County. Hey, is that a good place to start? When we moved up here, there was 438,000 people in Stark County. How many Christian churches could we get in this county? You get quite a bit, couldn't you? 438,000. And you go talk to some of them, they all go to church when you start talking to them. You ever notice that? They all know who God is, or they're going to tell you about their God. But that's 400,000. It just mind-boggled, because our county, with including the city of Bristol, where we came from at the time, they may have had 50 or 60,000 people. The little place we ran down there, I don't think it's got much, half of that now. But if you notice where the county seats are, you know what a county seat is?
Legal.
That's where your courthouse is and all that stuff. Those places are thriving. You know, Canton's, I think Canton is a county seat, yeah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Where's the priority at? When you look out that window, where's your priority? Hey, many of us has exalted our family members, haven't we? We really have.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, and they, when they see Dan coming, don't talk about Bible. You ever had that? We have.
Oh, yeah.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and all Judea and in Samaria and in other parts of the earth. So Jerusalem is the city of what? The great king. That's the capital city of Israel. Judea is the land area of the southern kingdom of the two tribes, Benjamin and Judah. Samaria is the land area of the northern 10 tribe kingdom, Israel. Okay? So you see where they're going. And then the land area is the land area of the nation Israel, and then they're going to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. So you have a priority set up here, but first they're going to preach repentance and remission to sins to who? Israel. And when Israel receives her blessing, then they're going out to the rest of the world. Now I remind you, even though the kingdoms are split, northern kingdoms, are they still not part of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
And people gets behooved when the book of John and Jesus goes up to Samaria, and he told them not to go to Samaria. But who is Jesus being portrayed in the book of John?
God.
And if God was here right now, would it trump other things that he told you to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty much telling them, you don't go to the Gentiles, I'll take care of that.
Okay, but a Samaritan would... not just a Gentile.
Yeah, sometimes right? They were part Jew, part Gentile.
They were what we call a half-breed.
Yeah.
So they knew who Abraham was. They knew who God was. But what they made him was, and when they split, them two brothers split the kingdom, they made it, you don't need to go to Jerusalem any longer. You can go right here to his synagogue. So he still had to get Israel first.
Believing Israel that was up there in north.
So, in Acts chapter 3, verse 25, we'll go a couple more verses. Acts chapter 3, verse 25, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth earth be blessed. Notice that nation Israel has not been set aside yet. And you remember the question you asked when it comes to the cross about the timeline, when does the middle wall of partition fall? Remember, there's a middle wall partition right here. Circumcision, uncircumcision.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever change? Did it change at the cross?
No.
You stiff neck and uncircumcised. That circumcision, that middle wall partition is still there between Jew and Gentile. And the law fortified it, by the way. And when you open up the book of Acts at the beginning, the middle wall partition is still up, guys. Mm-hmm. It's not fallen yet. It will not fall till later on in the book of Acts, but it hasn't fallen yet. And down, not even down to Acts chapter 3, ye are the children of the prophets, what we just read, and the covenants of that God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the children of Abraham, of the earth be blessed. On the basis of the Abrahamic covenant, notice what it says next.
Unto you
what? First. Now this is Acts chapter 3. What's changed?
Nothing.
Nothing. Having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. Oh, he's talking to me.
Mm-mm.
The book of Acts is not even written to you either.
No.
Not this first part of Acts. And in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. This is the point when you come out of the ministry of Jesus Christ only to Israel. And now over in the book of Acts, it's a ministry of Jesus Christ to Israel first. The ministry is going to expand. Oh, what a blessing probably been if they accepted him over. The whole nation, we have our Messiah, and did everything what John the Baptist did, the whole nation. But they did. They did. And now there's going to be opportunity of Israel to be the blessing of the nation that there was chosen to be back there in time past. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what they want to do. That's it, but they got to do it first. And it's not going to be an indiscriminate going like it was in the but now section. Well, for us in the but now, like now there ain't no discrimination. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Before there was a discrimination. And it's going to the Abrahamic covenant. Jesus told Nicodemus, God so loved the what?
World
that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Now, Christ was to be the Savior to how many men? All men. Why would he tell Nicodemus in John chapter 3 that God loved the world, and then later on said to the disciples, don't go to Gentiles, just to Israel?
Because he would save the world through the nation Israel if they would listen to him.
Why would he do that, though? People ignore that, don't they?
Well, there was a promise to Abraham.
What was the world then?
It was
his system that he set up.
Yeah.
He loved his system of righteousness that he set up, that he died for. It wasn't the green grass of home.
And anybody who recognized that wasn't part of Israel's system could come to the light and be saved.
That,
so the world
was that system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that he says he wouldn't do that. And they don't pay attention to those verses. But in fact, the verses are there. He has to go through Israel. He loved Israel so much, that was his child. You know, he spanked him quite a bit.
Yeah.
But he said, let me do it for you. And you know, as a father, you would probably look, and many of us have been that way, as a mother, stuff like we see our kids, let me do it for you. You know, when our son talks to us on a regular basis, you sit there and you have to let him talk because he's not a child no more. And he's got plans. He's writing down plans, his five-year plan, that type of thing. And you're like, and I told him the other day, I said, whatever you decide, I'll back you up. You know, because he's got a plan. But you want to say, let me do it for you right now, though. You know what I mean? Let me just take care of, just stay with us a little longer. You know, that type of thing. And you know, they'll go, won't they? And if they go, you should say, bless you, my son.
As well they should go. They need to go.
Yeah. I just think about a friend of ours that he was 18 years old. He looked at his dad. He said, Dad, I'm leaving. And his dad didn't give him any encouragement. He said, you'll be back. 30 years later, he comes back. And only two times, this is sad. I think only one time he wished him a happy birthday in 30 years. Mm. Second time he called him and needed some money for a car loan.
Shame on him.
Yeah, you listen to those stories. Many of us might have been that way. You know, many of us, you know, hey, I'm not going to promote sin. I'm not going to support your sin. But that's still sad. That's still sad. Hey, he says to Nicodemus, we're rolling on. He says to Nicodemus, God so loved the world. And in the next chapter, he tells the woman at the well, salvation of the Jews. I don't know if y'all ever thought about this much. Because don't people use that for God so loved the world?
Yeah.
Or salvation, that type of thing. Why would he do that? Christ understood the Abrahamic covenant required that Israel first be blessed and saved, and then through Israel. Mm-hmm. And the blessing going to the nations. That is still the program in the book of Acts right here where we're at. You know, we're not in it but now in the book of Acts. And in the Gospels, he's forming, he's training, he's gathering together the believing remnant of our out of Israel. He didn't take the whole nation of Israel. A remnant. We always bring this up. Don't be upset that you don't have this building expanded out in the parking lot further. You know what I mean? God's likes faithful persons. He's not impressed with numbers. In the Acts period, the believing remnant is now gathered and ready to get on with the program. Christ has been crucified, resurrected, and exalted. They can get out and be a witness and carry the program out of what to the ends where they need to be. I think I'm going to stop there. And because we're going to talk about the expanded ministry of what's going on right here. And I was told I really preached too long. Not by her. No, because you know when we were preaching, you know, through the camera eye, we eliminated a lot of stuff and we went straight into Word.
Yeah.
And you know, we spent an hour. Now we got music and we've taken prayer requests, which I love, by the way, with us that way. And I'm looking at the clock and we've been together not quite an hour yet. No.
Just about.
But let's go in word prayer. Father, once again, I thank you for so much in life. And as we think about what we just studied today, it may be some things that provoke us to study our Bible more and maybe never even thought about the fact that after Christ had died and was buried and rose again, the ministry to Israel is now first. And through that little flock, he's going to be able to reach the Jews out there. To be able to come to that nation so they be a light in this world, as Isaiah chapter 60 talks about being a light on a hill. And we're starting to see some things that still it don't pertain to us per se, or to us, I should say, but we can understand some things that's in your word, and we thank you for that always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in once again to our YouTube channel, our website, and our Facebook Live page. And we just love to hear from you. And until next week.